our team came out and responded well to a tough game yesterday, and ended up putting up a big five run inning to give us a 5-0 lead. And Caleb seemed to be doing a really nice job of attacking the zone and throwing up those zeros. But I think right after that, I think we lacked the shutdown inning, which started to allow them to creep in with some scratch runs. And next, we've got a ball game and with some timely hitting there in the ninth inning, they ended up taking the lead, but we got to figure out a way to break down this game sometimes in different segments and different ways. And, there were some bright moments and we did a lot right. But I think, a few things that are a little inconsistent is the ability for us to go out and make statements and the ability for us to go out and do things with conviction. I think, teams can sense when you're lacking a little bit of conviction and you're hoping for things to come. We need to eliminate that hope. That's where we're at right now. And we got to believe and get it done. So that's my message to you guys. I'm sure the team is going to be listening to that message as well. So we've got to go out and execute at the high level and expect to have good outcomes. Caleb, like I said, I thought was solid on a day where we could have potentially been a little bit thin in the bullpen. And then obviously we went full throttle there with our back end guys. And, unfortunately didn't get done. But Caleb threw up those zeros and we were trying to get him through that fifth inning, but it was time to maneuver at that point in time to match up and try to keep that lead where it was. Josh Rojas had a nice day. He got us back into the ballgame, right back in the ballgame with one swing of the bat with two outs in the ninth. He gave us a two-run lead. So you talk about, making those statements, stepping up. That was a really nice situation for him and a couple guys with a couple hits as well. So we got to keep grinding, man. Nobody's going to feel sorry for us. We got to keep getting after it. We got to keep doing our job. We got to keep preparing. We got to have the intensity, the effort, and the commitment. And I know these guys will.
Tori, are you just saying basically that teams are they're sensing blood in the water? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's kind of a little bit of the feeling that that good teams have. They sense that there's some vulnerabilities, and we got to stop that feeling.
Open up with Steve Gilbert.
Tori, is there an example of from like a game like today where you're hoping instead of being convicted on something, is there something that we could point to?
I'm not going to point any fingers at anybody. I think there's enough examples that you guys can probably figure out on your own. I like conviction in everything that we do. When you do something, you go out there and get it done to the best of your ability.
Nick McCorrell.
Tori, how did Gallen's day go today?
It went good. He went two and two-thirds and threw 46 pitches. So it was spot on, exactly what we wanted to see. And post-game said he felt good.
What do you think is going to be next?
We'll see how he feels tomorrow. We're having those discussions before I walked in here. So we'll see exactly how he feels when he wakes up tomorrow and drone up the next part of that game plan.
Back to you, Steve.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Steve. How about Peacock?
Peacock came out good. We'll go ahead and announce the next layer of starters here in the coming days. But it looks like he'll be making his next start.
Go ahead, Steve.
What were you seeing out of Soria today, Tori?
Just some middle misses, some situations where, the ball's coming out of his hand good, but there were just mistakes in the middle of the zone. We know how effective he is with landing pitches in the right spot at the right time. Today, there were some mistakes in the middle of the zone.
Back to you, Nick.
Was there aggressiveness against him kind of part of what you were getting at there at the beginning of this?
Yeah, I thought that, typically when they definitely had a game plan. They were hunting early count pitches and they were early count swinging. And, you know, they squared up some balls that were middle middle. So I know he's not trying to throw the baseball there. You know, if there's another situation where he's landing those pitches in the right spot, maybe he has some weak contact and he got some quick, easy outs, but that wasn't the case.
Did you have anything new on Bumgarner, Torrey?
No, I do not. I know that he initiated a light throwing program, but I don't have any updates on what happened from yesterday to today.
Jack Summers?
Torrey, Joaquim's inconsistency has been, you know, kind of all over the place. He's been getting hit pretty hard, a little too frequently. So, you know, today wasn't an outlier. Do you feel like maybe you need to back off using him in the eighth and ninth innings for a little bit and kind of let him figure out his command issue?
No, we haven't quite got there. Like I said, we'll have discussions, I'm sure, for the next half hour, 45 minutes when I walk out of here and back into my office and figure out what the next steps are. But that we haven't gotten into that part of the conversation.
Barry Bloom.
Hey, Torrey, do you have guys in the minor leagues, if you get to a point where you say, let's just bring these guys up, give them some experience, mix things up here because whatever we're doing is just not working?
Yeah, you know, that the roster construction and those moves are not not any part of what I do. So I know the front office has a really good feel for what's happening. And you know, they'll figure out the moving parts to any part of the transactions that may be taking place. What I will say this, Bear, you know, the 26 guys that we have here are good baseball players. And you know, our record, should not be where it's at. And I just, you know, my main focus every day is to do all that I can to fundamentally and, you know, mentally prepare these guys to go out and play their best baseball game. So I believe in the 26 guys here. I know the 26 guys and they're believing one another. We just got to find a way to get the job done.
But you certainly have a seat at the table with the front office to make recommendations and then you have input, don't you?
Yeah, they do a great job of initiating those conversations and giving me the opportunity to speak up. But, you know, I read the game reports. I occasionally will talk to the AAA manager, Blake Lawley, to get just a snapshot as to what's going on and check in on him and see how he's doing. I answer questions when they're asked. And that's about it.
Okay,
and that's how it should be.
Okay, thanks. Hang in there.
Yeah, thanks, Bear.
Anything else for Torrey? All right.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
Sorry.
Start off with Nick McCorrow.
Josh, I don't know how else to kind of ask it, but I mean, just how inexplicable is the stretch that you guys that you're still in this funk that you're in?
I mean, it's baseball. I mean, what can you do? It's tough. I mean, it's never fun losing, but I mean, I feel like we're doing things right. And we're just coming out on the losing end. I mean, I guess there's not really an answer for it. I mean, I'm sure if there was and be shared around the league for teams that can't buy a win, but yeah, today was tough.
Steve Gilbert.
Josh, what's kind of the mood as that ninth inning is starting to unfold for the Angels there? You guys have played such a good game up to that point, built a nice lead.
To be honest, I wasn't really worried until they got the extra run to put them up two. Then I knew it was going to be a little bit of a harder comeback than a one-run lead or even a tie game. But, yeah, when they tied up the game, wasn't worried. One-run lead, wasn't worried. And then when they personally, I mean, I can't speak for the team, but when they got the 2-run lead was when I was like, okay, this is going to take a little bit more. But I never, I never really thought about us that was going to lose us the game. I just thought it was going to be a little bit harder. I was thinking about the comeback. I was thinking about what it was going to take to come back and win the game. Because I mean, people say our offense is struggling, but I don't feel like we are. I think when there's times when we miss opportunities, we could be better. But I mean, the last week or so, you look at our games and we've put together good at bats. I mean, we're down a run ninth inning yesterday and Eddie ties it up. We scored five today in an inning. They came back. We put up another run, take a 2-run lead. They came back, took the lead, and we just couldn't complete the comeback. But I feel like we're putting together at bats. And I think it's just going to take, you know, one or two more at the end of games to put us on top.
Nick DeCoro.
One thing Torrey was just talking about a minute ago was just how he kind of gets the sense that maybe other team or maybe you guys are hoping that you're going to come away with the win instead of believing you're going to come away with the win. And he kind of talked about maybe other teams just having a sense that they're going to end up winning this game, you know, when they're playing you guys. Do you feel like that's a hurdle you guys maybe need to get over psychologically in some ways?
I'm not sure. I can't really speak for the team, but I know at least the last couple games, the start of this series, maybe the last series, I feel like our offense, every time we come up to the plate, we know we have a chance to win the game. We know we have a chance to take the lead. We know we have a chance to extend the lead. And I think that's still there. I feel a lot more energy in the dugout these last couple games. I feel like rallies, more hits are getting put together in the same innings. Pitch counts are getting higher for the starters. I think we're doing a decent job. I mean, I know there are situations. I mean, every team's not perfect. There are situations where we could capitalize or maybe have better at bats when with nobody on or early in innings. But I think for the most part, the energy has been higher. The at bats have been better and run production has been a little bit better.
Anything else for Josh? All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.